This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Thursday will take part in their first joint interview on CNN since becoming the Democratic Party's nominees for president and vice president. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more on the activities of both Harris and Republican nominee Donald Trump.
It takes place during Harris's two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia, a state the Harris campaign believes it has a chance of winning if it makes inroads in GOP strongholds across the state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will campaign in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, focusing on recapturing states he won in 2016 but lost narrowly in 2020. Trump starts the day with an afternoon rally in Potterville, Michigan, near the state capital Lansing. Then he visits La Crosse, Wisconsin for a town hall. I'm Donna Warder.
Israel's military said Thursday it killed five militants in the occupied West Bank as it carried out a second consecutive day of counterterrorism operations. Israeli forces killed the militants inside a mosque where they were hiding in the city of Tulkarem. The Israeli Defense Forces identified one of the militants as Mohammed Jabir, a commander of the militant Islamic Jihad group who had been involved in numerous attacks on Israelis. Israeli forces killed at least nine people Wednesday during raids and airstrikes in and around the city of Jenin. The Hamas militant group said 10 of its fighters were killed. Israeli forces have repeatedly conducted raids in the West Bank throughout its 10-and-a-half-month war against Iran-backed Hamas in Gaza. Israeli troops and settlers have killed more than 640 Palestinians in the West Bank since the war in Gaza began last October, while Palestinian attacks have killed at least 19 Israelis. From all this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. VOA's Scott Walterman spoke with former CIA military analyst Michael Domino about Israel's large-scale operation in the West Bank. Domino said Israel's willingness to open new military fronts is at odds with the idea of pursuing hostage and ceasefire negotiations with Hamas.
I think, again, Prime Minister Netanyahu and many of his comments over the last 8 months have made it clear that what Israel's trying to do here, whether anyone agrees with it or not, is to sort of reframe the security environment in which it has to exist.
You can hear more with Domino on VOA's International Edition. Airports, highways, beaches, and theme parks across the United States are expected to be packed for the long Labor Day holiday weekend that begins Friday. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker with a look at how Americans will mark the unofficial end of summer.
AAA reports travel is up 9% this holiday weekend and gas prices are down. Spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says if you're on the road for that holiday getaway, expect lots of company.
That Thursday and Friday before Labor Day, those afternoon hours are going to be the worst to be on the road.
She says you want to be on the road early, not late. As for air travel, the TSA expecting a record-breaking weekend.
In terms of being able to handle the crowds, going through security, staffing for the airlines, they've been doing a pretty good job this year. And it's because they knew going into it the demand was so high.
Still, Diaz recommends taking a carry-on as opposed to check luggage so you can easily adjust for inconveniences. I'm Julie Walker.
In sports, Ben Shelton and Francis Tiafo are heading to an All-American third-round showdown at the U.S. Open in New York. Here's AP correspondent Graham Agars.
Tiafo cruised through to that anticipated clash easily when his opponent withdrew after two sets, and Shelton advanced with a straight sets win that included 17 aces. The showdown, a rematch of their New York quarterfinal battle, which Shelton won just last year. The 21-year-old is already thinking about the matchup.
I'm excited. These are the type of matches that I love, that I live for.
Tiafo and Shelton headlined another successful day for American hopes with wins for a group of players that included seeded hopes Taylor Fritz, Emma Navarro, and Coco Gauff. The defending champion threw
claims or a landing Wednesday. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off before dawn, and all 21 Starlink internet satellites made it to orbit. But the first stage booster fell over in a fireball upon landing on an ocean platform off the coast of Florida. The Federal Aviation Administration has grounded the company's Falcon 9 rockets and ordered an investigation.